Let us be still an instant and forget all things we ever learned, all thoughts we had, and every preconception that we hold of what things mean and what their purpose is. Let us remember not our own ideas of what the world is for. We do not know. Let every image held of everyone be loosened from our minds and swept away. Be innocent of judgment, unaware of any thoughts of evil or of good that ever crossed your mind of anyone. Now, do you know him not? But you are free to learn of him, and learn of him anew. Now is he born again to you, and you are born again to him, without the past that sentenced him to die, and you with him. Now is he free to live as you are free, because an ancient learning passed away and left a place for truth to be reborn. And what of your brother? What does he want of you? What could he want but what you want of him? Herein is life, as easily as death. For what you choose as well for him. Two calls you make to him, as he to you. Between these two is choice, because from them there is a different outcome. If he be the leader or the follower to you, it matters not, for you have chosen death. But if he calls for death or calls for life, for hate or for forgiveness and for help, is not the same in outcome. Hear the one, and you are separate from him and are lost. But hear the other, and you join with him. And in your answer is salvation found. The voice you hear in your brother is but your own. What does he ask you for? And listen well, for he is asking what will come to you, because you see an image of yourself and hear your voice requesting what you want. Before you answer, pause to think of this. The answer that I give my brother is what I am asking for. And what I learn of him is what I learn about myself. Then let us wait an instant and be still. Forgetting everything we thought we heard. Remembering how much we do not know. This brother neither leads nor follows us, but walks beside us on the selfsame road. He is like us, as near or far away from what we want as we will let him be. We make no gains he does not make with us. And we fall back if he does not advance. Take not his hand in anger, but in love. in his progress, do you count your own? And we go separately along the way, unless you keep him safely by your side. Begin the longer practice periods by thinking of someone you do not like, who seems to irritate you or cause regret in you if you should meet him, one you actively despise or merely try to overlook. It does not matter what the form your anger takes. You probably have chosen him already. He will do. Now close your eyes and see him in your mind and look at him a while. Try to perceive some light in him somewhere. A little gleam which you had never noticed. Try to find some little spark of brightness shining through the ugly picture that you hold of him. Look at this picture till you see a light somewhere within it. And then try to let this light extend until it covers him and makes the picture beautiful and good. Look at this changed perception for a while. And turn your mind to one you call a friend. Try to transfer the light you learned to see around your former supposed enemy to your friend. Perceive him now as more than a friend to you, for in that light, his holiness shows you your Savior, saved and saving, healed and whole.